You are listening to the Friday Morning Podcast. Hope everybody's having an awesome week. I am having a much better day. Much, much better day than I was this morning. First off, my name is Bill Bullis. Thank you very much for checking out the Friday Morning Podcast. This is brought to you by Emerald Coast Vision Aids for all of your assistive technology needs. Still plenty of time to order that special someone, including yourself, that very cool Christmas gift. And through the holidays, Emerald Coast Vision Aids will give anyone who orders a Victor Reader Stream a free 2GB SD card. And like I said, still plenty of time. Give Mike Hage at Emerald Coast Vision Aids a call at 877-473-8081. That is 877-473-8081. And let them know you heard about it here on the Friday Morning Podcast. You will get that free 2GB SD card. Special deals going on Dell computers at Emerald Coast Vision Aids. And why not buy them from Emerald Coast Vision Aids? I mean, the guy speaks English. You know, he'll help you out if anything goes wrong with the machine. You won't have to call, you know, "Hello, this is Stanley. How may I help you?" You know, you'll actually speak to Mike, who, to my knowledge, from the little that I've talked with him, sort of knows how to speak English fairly well. I'm just kidding, Mike, if you're listening. He's a busy guy. But anyway, we'll tone down the music here and get into what we're going to talk about here today on the Friday Morning Podcast. Earlier this morning, I did a quickie phone pod. Like, I just called in on GCast. And, I was annoyed today at Social Security, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to spend this entire podcast talking about Social Security. And, you know, for those of you who work with individuals out there, first of all, it's no secret that I am a former employee at Social Security. Opted to leave Social Security about 3 years ago for a much, much better position. I got to tell you, the assistive technology business has been very, very good to me, and definitely no regrets about leaving SSA. But I'll be talking about what folks can look forward to when they decide to go back to work. Let's say you're working with Voc Rehab, or you know, you're just looking for that job, you know, to get off of disability, or maybe even to help supplement. Maybe you want to make a little bit of money while you're getting disability. That is very doable. So I'll be talking to you guys about how to do that. We're going to first talk about SSI, and then we'll move it over to Social Security Disability, all right? If you don't know what you receive, like if you don't know, if you just, I'm getting a check from Social Security. I don't know if it's Social Security Disability. I don't know if it's SSI. Some people don't even know that there's two different programs. They just get a Social Security check, and a Social Security check is a Social Security check to them. And that's fine. I'm going to tell you how to tell which one you're getting. Obviously, the easiest way to tell is to call Social Security and ask them. Anyway, we'll talk about that in just a second. But BillBullis.com is my website. And over the next couple of weeks, I will be putting information on that website related to Social Security. After that, I will be putting information on my website related to assistive technology, which is what I do for a living. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about Social Security now. We're going to start by, I'm going to give you guys the 2009 figures that have been released. They've been out for a couple of weeks now. The 2009 figures, first of all, if you are receiving Social Security benefits, your increase is 5.8%, which is the highest increase since 1982. You're probably going to ask me, how do you remember that? I just read their website recently, about 5 minutes ago. I wanted to be well prepared when I gave you guys all this info. So starting in January of 2009, the SSI checks that are dated December 31st, 08, and the Social Security checks that are dated January 09 will be increased by 5.8%. If you get Medicare, it will stay the same. Okay, your Medicare premiums will stay the same. So people are actually going to see a little bit of an increase in their checks this year. Normally, they give you an increase, and then they also increase Medicare. So some people don't even see an increase in their checks. But this year, you will. And it is 5.8%. Okay. So for SSI purposes, let's start with SSI. And if you're going to go out and try to get a job with SSI, one of the questions that I hear all the time is, well, what's going to happen to my SSI check if I start getting that job, if I start earning a paycheck as well? And more importantly than that, what's going to happen to the Medicaid that I receive with my SSI? Well, first things first, if you get at least $1 in SSI, and you're in your state, if Medicaid is automatic with SSI, okay, so if you live in one of those states like New York or California or Massachusetts or New Jersey, I don't know all of them off the top of my head, but if you have any questions on it, I guess you can email me, bill@billbullis.com. You can email me there, and I'll try to respond to as many people as I can. Can't promise that I'm going to respond to everybody, because I expect to get a pretty full mailbox with Social Security questions, and that's okay. Maybe on the next podcast, I'll try to address some of the questions that people are asking most. But anyway, what do you do, with Medicaid? And Medicaid, obviously, if it's automatic in your state, and you still receive $1 in SSI, you will keep your Medicaid. Okay, so you'll be all right there. But how do they figure out what your new SSI check amount is going to be? All right. If you receive SSI, let's say you get it by mail. The way to know that it's SSI is, first of all, it comes on the first of each month and is in a blue envelope. If you get it by direct deposit, it's deposited on the first of each month. The best way to tell for sure is to call Social Security. Their number is 1-800-772-1213. Again, that's 800-772-1213. You could call up Social Security and ask them, say, hey, what type of benefits am I receiving? And they'll tell you, all right? So with SSI, if you go get that job, again, how much is your check going to be reduced by? Well, let me tell you what formula they use, and I'm going to try to keep it as simple as possible. I'm not going to overwhelm you guys with numbers and things like that. What I'm going to tell you is that the way that they calculate it is the first $65 and then $20 more as a general exclusion if you don't receive any other benefits. So if you're only getting SSI, it comes out to $85. The first $85 of your paycheck is not going to reduce your SSI benefit. Okay? So, the first $85. And then the remainder of your paycheck, they're going to take half of what that paycheck is out of your SSI. So let me give you an example. All right? Let's say, for example, you're going to earn, by working, $785 a month, okay? The first $85 is not going to be counted, all right, if you're only getting SSI. The first $85 is not going to be counted. After that, in my example, you're making $785. That means the first $85 is not counted, so now you're making, they're going to count $700, okay? They take that $700 and cut it in half, which brings it down to $350, okay? And that is the amount that they reduce your SSI check by. So if you're getting $600 in SSI, it'll reduce your check by $350, which is, that'll make your check $250. Okay, it'll make it $250. So again, the first $85 doesn't, they don't touch your check at all. After that, they take whatever your paycheck is, and in the example that I gave you guys, and it's just an example, $700 would be left over. They would take that in half, and that's the amount that they would reduce your SSI check by, is the $350. Okay, but as a blind person, you do have what they call blind work expenses, which means that certain things that you spend money on while you're working can be excluded, which means, you know, they wouldn't count that from your income, okay? Some of those things are your taxes, like any tax money that your employer takes out of your paycheck, they don't count that, all right? That's excluded. Transportation over what normally, so in other words, if you take a cab to work, let's say there's no bus that actually goes to where you're working, and you got to take a cab every day, and you spend, I don't know, $6 or $7 every day to get, you know, to work by cab, or if you got to pay somebody to get you there, or whatever it is, that can be excluded as well. You can exclude lunch. You can exclude your guide dog food. And this is a funny one. You can exclude your guide dog food for the days that you're actually working. So on the weekends, yeah, you have to feed your dog, but you can't exclude that money. I don't know how they even do that calculation. I mean, what I know is that they don't do a calculation. I'll get into that in just a second, all right? But yes, you can exclude your guide dog food. Any money that you spend on things like a cane, special labeling paper or labeling tape, markers, you know, things like that can be excluded, all right? And they're called BWEs. They're blind work exclusions, okay? And this is for SSI right now we're talking about, all right? So you can definitely do all that. You can exclude that money, and they won't count it when they're figuring out your benefit, okay? And it is SSA's policy that as long as what you're excluding is a reasonable amount, they generally don't ask you for receipts, all right? If it's something like if you say to them, yeah, I'm making $700 a month working, but I'm spending $500 getting to and from work, you're going to have to prove that, okay? Because that's just not a reasonable, it's not reasonable to think that you would spend $500 a month getting to and from work. I lived in New York, and the most I ever spent was like $130, you know, when I was riding commuter rail, all right? So, you know, anyway, within reason, they will allow you to exclude certain things. And again, taxes, lunch, transportation, assistive devices like canes, guide dog food and such, all that stuff is excludable under the blind work expenses. Now, the trick is you must be diagnosed with Social Security as a blind individual, not a disabled individual. If you're disabled, that's fine, but you don't qualify for the blindness-related work expenses, those BWEs that we talked about, okay? You need to be diagnosed on Social Security's system as a blind individual, which is a BI. And the way to find out whether you are or not is, once again, call them or visit the Social Security office. Make sure that before you get that job that you're properly diagnosed in their systems as a blind individual. That is really important because you will not get those exclusions if you're not. So that's basically the deal, okay? So to review, SSI, okay, that is the check that comes on the first of the month. If you're receiving SSI and you're in one of those states where Medicaid is automatic, then as long as you're receiving $1 in SSI payments, you will continue to receive your Medicaid. If you're going to work, the way that they calculate how much they're going to reduce your check by is they take the first $85 and don't count that, and then whatever else you've earned is divided in half. And that is the amount that they use to reduce your SSI check. So in the example that I gave, you're earning at work $785 a month. The first $85 is not counted. That brings you down to $700. That $700 is then cut in half, and you will have your SSI check reduced by that amount, which is $350. And then, of course, they do the blind work expenses, which could give you more money in your SSI check, okay? So that is what you need to know if you're an SSI recipient and you're going back to work, all All right. That's what you need to know. Yes, you can still get benefits. Yes, you can still keep your Medicaid under those circumstances that I described. Okay. There's no law at this time that says how much, how many hours you can work. Okay. So it's not broken down by hours. It's broken down by how much you're actually earning. All right. Let's take a minute here to jump over to Social Security Disability. All right. Social Security Disability generally, now it can come to you at different times of the month. It's either the third of the month or the second, third, or fourth Wednesday of the month. And it's in a brown or like a gold envelope. Okay. If you receive Social Security Disability and you've been receiving it for over 2 years, chances are you have Medicare. All right. So if you've been receiving it for over 24 months, you're probably getting Medicare. Okay. And again, your checks next year in 2009 will be increased by 5.8%. The way Social Security disability works when you're going back to work is a little bit different. Actually, it's a lot different. Okay. They deal with something called a trial work period. Next year, starting in 2009, the amount of money that will be a trial work period is $700 a month. So if you make $700 or more, that will be counted as one of your 9 trial work months. Okay. Once you've completed your 9 trial work months, there is the ability to extend that by 3 more months. Okay. So basically you could get up to a year in the trial work period. All right. For a blind person, now we're going to talk about SGA, which is called Substantial Gainful Activity. All right. For a blind person in 2009, the substantial gainful activity is $1,640, $1,640. What that means is if you make $1,640 or more after your trial work period, you're considered to be making it's substantial gain, which means that you can be, taken off of disability at that point, all right? There are special circumstances when you can qualify for additional months. Like, it's called an extended period of eligibility, and you could qualify for additional months of receiving your Social Security benefits. Okay. You do have the option to keep Medicare. Even if you're taken off of Social Security disability, you do have the option to keep Medicare as long as you pay the premiums. And what they do is they bill you quarterly for the premiums. So you got to pay them every 3 months. And it's like $96 and some change, $96.80, I believe, per month. Okay, so for 3 months, it's 3 times that. And they bill you quarterly. As long as you pay those Medicare premiums, you can continue to keep Medicare even though you're not receiving Social Security benefits, all right? Now, I talked about all this stuff, and again, with Social Security disability, there are blindness-related work expenses. You first of all, you have to make sure that you're listed as a blind individual. That way, you can get the higher SGA, which is the $1,640. So call up Social Security if you're not sure, if you want to make sure that you're eligible for that higher SGA. Otherwise, it's going to be a lot less, and you don't qualify to use the blind work expenses either. Okay, so in order to get this blindness related stuff, you do need to make sure that you're listed on their system as a blind individual. Once again, that number for Social Security is 1-800-772-1213. That's 1-800-772-1213. Okay. And again, Medicare, I did talk about how you guys can still hang on to it after you're no longer receiving Social Security benefits I think it's 30 months or something like that. It's quite a while. You can keep it for a few years, okay? So that's basically that. Why am I drawing a blank? I am drawing a blank. But, yeah, so anyway, I'm not. What you can do if you're interested in, if you got that job or if you've been interviewed and you're going to be hired, once you start working, you do need to report it to Social Security timely. So, in other words, once you're hired, that first week that you've reported to work and you're starting to work, what you need to do is go ahead and go on to socialsecurity.gov, which is their website. You can get a form called a disability work report. All right. The form number, in case you're wanting to pull it up that way, is SSA-821. And what that form does is it allows you to report your work. It asks you for how many hours you work, how much money you're earning, your employer's name, their address, their phone number, and some basic information on you. And you fill that form out. And I would recommend that if you're going to mail it into the Social Security office, I recommend that you do it with return receipt. That way, if they say, hey, we didn't get it, you go, hey, here's the return receipt, If you're going to bring it into the Social Security office, make sure that they make a copy of that form for you and they stamp it with the date and time and all that stuff that you turned it in. That way you're covered. You have a copy of the form with a stamp on it from the Social Security office showing that you turned it in. I strongly, and I mean this, guys, I strongly recommend that you keep copies of everything that you send Social Security. All right. And anything that you even bring in to the Social Security office, make sure they stamp a copy for you that you've turned it in and they give you that copy. All right. It's real important because, paper tends to get lost and you don't want that happening to you because it could be a mess in the future. Okay. Anyway, hope you've enjoyed the information that I've given you. I hope you guys have learned something from it. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you want to bitch about something, go ahead and email me. It's bill@billbullis.com. And I will talk to you guys next time on the Friday Morning Podcast. Take care.